I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Wednesday saw an uptick in deaths in Wisconsin due to COVID-19. State officials reported the largest single-day increase, with 22 deaths. Now, 539 people have died. Andrea Palm is secretary-designee of the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. She didn't dwell on the day's death count at a news briefing, but did acknowledge a recent rise in COVID-19 patients being hospitalized. Still, Palm stuck to positive messaging.
We also saw for the first time today our number of tests go above 10,000, which is another milestone for us. Our highest day previously was 9,400, 9,500, something like that. So we certainly have done the most tests, and so therefore the most results in a single day.
Palm says a soon-to-be-unveiled public awareness campaign is designed to expand testing. Its message is simple. If you need a test, get a test. Dr. Ryan Westergaard, Chief Medical Officer of the Bureau of Communicable Diseases, reinforced the basics. What's known about how the coronavirus is spread?
Anytime people are in close contact with each other, there's some risk. And the risk varies from region to region, city to city. It depends on how close the contact is.
And he repeated the state's advice.
Close contact, it's frequently touched surfaces. And when and just like there's not one explanation for why the epidemic looks the way there is, there's really not one thing that can help us prevent it. It's the combination of things that we've talked about. And probably the single most important thing is close contact.
Normally, this time of year is replete with opportunities to gather, from graduations to summer sports kickoffs and community swimming pools opening for the season. Westergaard, Palm, and Governor Evers urge residents to consider decisions about participating through a social distancing lens. Any minute now, the Wisconsin State Fair Board chairperson is expected to announce whether the fair will go on. Governor Evers, who says he and his wife have enjoyed the annual event for decades, doesn't envy having to make the call.
Tens of thousands of people every single day at the state fair. And I'm guessing there isn't enough space to do a lot of social distancing. But that said, it's a decision, a very difficult decision that the chairman of the board will be making.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.